Focus your water on areas close to the home and use native plants along the perimeter. We're designing the yard to be more efficient. Next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Design your yard to take advantage of native plants and minimize water. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners takes us to his own project.
And that area is going to be kind of my dryland area. I've got a yucca plant. We cleared out some old stuff at work, and I ended up with a truckload of plants. And that's going to be where my yucca is, and then I'll either reseed or plant some penstemons and maybe even some globe mallow and just make it my little drylands area, and whatever water it gets from overspray on sprinklers is what it'll get, and it's not going to get much else. Since I'm putting penstemons in there, I'm not sure how much mulch I actually want there. They like a pretty lean soil, as do the globe mallows. We'll see. It's a work in progress, though. And most folks really struggle with the idea of not everything needs the same. Now, the way we are now with our sprinkler systems and all the automated and everything, it starts getting a little bit harder to get away from let's do everything according to what the needs are. Let's just do it what the watering system needs. It needs this, it needs that. But in reality, it's a lot more nuanced than that. In our placement of our plants, at my place, I've been planting one gooseberry, two currants, and a rose. Now, these are all in the same row. The rose is probably fairly flexible. It can take part shade. The currants, I know, can take full sun, but they're going to be happy with a little bit cooler. So I've got them planted on the east side of my house.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.